In whatever ways possible, residents in communities devastated by last week's tornadoes are trying to get back to normal. In the hard-hit Western Mass town of Munson, high school seniors now have their diplomas. Last night's graduation had been delayed by a week as students focused on helping people affected by the tornadoes. Governor Patrick and much of the town gathered last night to honor the graduates, and WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
The whole town knew that Governor Patrick would be with them to celebrate the class of 2011, and people were split on whether his visit was appropriate. Graduating senior Luke Sullivan thought it was a great idea.
I think it shows that our government cares about our town, even though we don't seem like we're on the map most of the time. So I think it shows that we're not really ignored.
But others felt that the students deserved this day to themselves, free of interference from the political world. And for a while, the world did interfere.
There's been a suspicious device that's been found on the field. As soon as we get the clearing, we will let people in.
Everyone had to wait for the bomb squad to finish checking a package before heading on to the soccer field. Once the suspicious device was found to be harmless, Chris Haley found a seat. He wore a kilt and, on his knees, held the bagpipe he would play later for his son's graduation. He, too, found the governor's visit was an unnecessary intrusion.
It's just been crazy all week long, and, you know, that craziness today could have been a little less crazy, I think.
Everyone brought memories of the tornado, and Soraka wore one.
I'm actually wearing the dress that I wore on the tornado day when I had to climb up the hill over trees and mud and stuff to get to our house.
How was your house?
The road, our house only had minor damage, but all the trees around it, the road was closed. All the big maples had fallen down on the road and taken down the electrical lines.
It took several washings, but the yellow dress was spotless for Soraka to watch her daughter Amelia graduate. For some people, graduation was the first chance they had to reconnect with friends and recount what happened to them the day the tornado came. Nick Joseph was telling his friends about coming home to find his house destroyed.
There's a lot of people here, a lot of the town coming out, and this kind of just means more to a lot of the community than just graduation tonight. So.
As the graduating class president, Nick's brother, Alex, got to address everyone.
Being a victim myself, I've had friends, family, even teachers stop by to lend a hand. As a class, we have made great strides together to help others and provide a service to people that we do not even know. The same selflessness is evident throughout the community, and I am proud to know these people, for they are good people doing great things for others.
Munson High School's principal was clearly moved by the volunteerism that the senior class demonstrated over the past week. Andrew Lincoln Hoker told them that the graduates of previous years are elevated by having the class of 2011 join their ranks.
Tonight, I stand next to a group of graduating seniors, and I am proud to call them Munson High School's greatest class. The events of this past week transformed these graduates from mere high school students to mature young adults. Students band together and started preparing and distributing meals to residents who lost their entire homes. Students gathered chainsaws and other equipment and began clearing total strangers' property.
Governor Patrick seemed mindful that some people thought he might be intruding, and he stuck around just long enough to offer the students a word of hope.
What you have experienced this week in this place, in your homes, and in your lives, is not just about devastation. It's also about the power of kindness. And if you pass that on, the world will be better. God bless you all.
Throughout the ceremony, it seemed that Munson just couldn't get a break from the weather. Storm clouds threatened and fat raindrops fell as if to warn of a downpour. They remained occasional raindrops until the ceremony concluded. The students had a chance to hug their proud parents, and everyone had time to find shelter. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.